Hellfire disappears now behind the elevator doors. The buttons go from 0 to 8. I press 8. Ascending, I can see the glory of it in my mind's eye. Flowers will close. The crickets will swirl up in clouds. People will come out of their houses, gasp and cover their children's eyes with their hands. The earth will meet darkness. The elevator stops and the doors open. Magnificent, I enter. And yes, the light in the heavens was fading out. The air was growing cold, just like it was supposed to at my coming. But the men and women just went about their business, excused themselves as their feet bumped mine. The flowers decorating the nearest lamppost were closed. Did they not see the signs of their coming doom? Have they gone mad? No one noticed me, apart from a little beast, crouching comfortably on a fence. We're all mad here, the animal spoke. And it spoke with such a soothing, spacious, almighty voice that my heart sank to my knees and an icy fork pierced my infernal soul. This is floor 8, isn't it? I haven't gone one up too far. I panicked and I stepped back in the elevator and searched for a little screen. Just as I saw the number 8, the cat smiled. This is the last floor, floor 8. Before I could do anything, the door started to close, disappearing. The cat said, "And by the way, the sun comes up again tomorrow."